11th Perek of Menachah, 7th Mishnah, Shnei Shulchanos Hayu Pe'ulim Mibifnim Al Pesach HaBayis. There were two tables in the anteroom of the Beis HaMikdash by the entrance. Echad Shel Shayish Ve'echad Shel Zoch. One made out of marble, one made out of gold. Ashel Shayish Noisim Lechem Upon Him Bichnis HaSoy. The marble one, they would put the Lechem upon him and they would come in. Ve'al Zoch Be'yitzi HaSoy. And the golden one they put on the way out. Since they put it on a marble one, then afterwards they put in a golden, which is more choshev. But to do the other way around would be improper. So, as they were putting in, before they set up the shulchan for the new Shabbos, they put it on this shayish one, this marble one, and when they take off the other ones from the previous Shabbos, before they take them out to eat them, they would put it on this golden one. Aside from that, there was the Shulchan Shel Zav, which was inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shulchan Shel Zav, where the bread Sha'olov Lechem Aponim Tavit. That was, had the Lechem Aponim on it throughout the week. Abu Kohanim Nechtasim, the process was done with four Kohanim going into the Beis HaMikdash. Shnayim B'yodim Shnei Shedomim, Shnayim B'yodim Shnei Bezichim. Two of them had the two piles of bread, which was a pretty big feat to carry these piles of bread. He had six breads. Each one was, as we said, 5 tefachim by 10 tefachim. Pretty large bags. It's about 30 kilos of bread they were holding, according to the larger sheet. Yeah. And the other two were holding these two cups of spice, bezichin, incense. Ve'alba makdim lefneim, and then there will be another four kohanim going in front of them. Shnayim litol shnei starim. Two of them would take away the two rows of bread, two piles of six bread. Shnayim litol shnei bezichin, another two to take away the two cups of incense that will be now removed. The ones that were coming in now, bringing the new bread, were in the north, facing the south. And the other ones that were taking off the old breads were in the south, facing north. These ones would pull away theirs, and as they were pulling theirs away, the new ones would put on their breads. The first tefach moves in, is pulled out, the second tefach gets moved in. In other words, it's constantly covered with one bread or the other. Shenem lefonai tamid, the Tanakhami holds, lefonai tamid means that you can't have a second with the shulchan exposed. So they just push the new ones in, which would push the old ones out. He said it's acceptable even if the old ones took that completely, and afterwards the new ones put it on. Abzu haisa tamid, that's also considered tamid. Tamid doesn't mean that it's not a second without it. Means shouldn't be a night without the bread on it. Yosef Nosson al Shulchan Shel Zav Shoyibulim. After they took out the old breads, they put on this golden table, which we mentioned before, in the ante room of the Beis Hamikdash. And in the meantime, they tiru abazichim. They would burn the incense from the last week's korban. V'achalas mischalkal koyanim. Afterwards, they give the koyanim to eat the bread. The breads, as we learned before, b'kodesh kodoshim, had to be eaten the zara. It's an interesting thing that there's a halach of ein yeshiva ba'azara. You can't sit down in the azara. So the question is, how did they eat the korbanos in the azara? They were eating standing up. So there's different approaches. One Teretz in Tosfos says that no, since there's a special heter to eat sitting down, because the eating had to be derech gedula in a choshev fashion. Chag Yom Kippur and Liyos v'Shabbos hachalas mischalkos ha'erev. If Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos, he gave out the chalas only matzah Shabbos, because it was Yom Kippur, we weren't allowed to eat it. Chalias Erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur came out on a Friday, so you would eat you could eat it at night. Seal Shel Yom Kippurim Nechal Erev. So the Lechem Aponim you won't have, because Lechem Aponim would be on Shabbos, but you still have a Korban of the soil, which was achatis, which is brought in Yom Kippur, which had to be eaten. So you'd eat it only at night, because in the daytime it wasn't. Yeah, in the daytime was Yom Kippur. They should die to the offer. There was a problem. How do you eat it at night? Because in the daytime you can't eat it because it's Yom Kippur. At night you can't cook it because it's Shabbos. So it says that Bavloim used to eat it raw. If they should die to the offer, they were easygoing people, or whatever you want to call them. It's not really easygoing, but they ate anything that came their way, and therefore they. That's what he did.